this show, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff, going through history, recalling drama. So if you don't understand, I'm about to remedy. Everybody ready? It's History with Kennedy. Hey guys, and welcome to History with Kennedy, the podcast where we talk about, well, history. Today we are going to be answering some essential questions that happened during the Enlightenment. Now, for those of you who do not know what the Enlightenment was an 18th century philosophical movement of intellectuals who were greatly impressed with the achievements of the scientific revolution. Now, we are going to be answering two questions today. The first question is, should prisons be a place to punish criminals or to reform them? Now, I have to say both. My reason for that is because if you are a criminal in prison and you're treated like scum and you're treated like a dog, like you have no rights, well, you're going to be a dog. You have to nurture people in order for them to learn their lessons, I feel like. But also, you have to punish them. Like, you can't just reward them for committing a crime. But you also have to show a little bit of sympathy. And my reason for that is, take mental illness, for example. If you grew up with an undiagnosed mental illness and you went through all of your schooling just being labeled as slower or special, then you grow up and you really have no skills. Then you turn to crime and then you end up in the prison system. Well, as a person with mental illness, you don't know that you have a mental illness. And if somebody locking you up and somebody yelling at you every day and you being in solitude for 23 hours a day is not going to help you in the long run. So that's my reason for prisons to, yes, point out the problems and what people did, to sort of educate them on how to get through life without being a criminal, but also to show like a little bit of sympathy towards them and sort of guide them throughout the rest of their life so they know what they did is wrong. And so that when they get out, they can truly be different people. Ooh, that was a lot. I'm going to give you guys some time to just sort of think about and dissect what I just said. Hey guys, welcome back. Okay, so our second question is, can bad people truly be reformed? And my answer to this is yes. If they are given the proper tools and the proper instruction, I do believe that they can truly reform. And I believe the most well-known situation of this is the situation of Derek Black. And for those of you who don't know him, I'm going to give you some quick background on him. So Derek Black was basically the heir to the white nationalist throne. His father was a very big white nationalist. His great uncle is David Duke, who is the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, all horrible people. But Derek was basically grew up, he lived a very structured life. His parents took him out of school early, and they just really didn't allow him to grow up as a normal child would. So flash forward a couple of years, Derek is in college. And it comes out that he is this white nationalist and everything turns for him. He loses his friends that he's made. He loses his opportunities. Everybody labels him. And that sort of leads him down a path of renouncing his white nationalist claims. He renounces his thoughts. He even joined a organization to eliminate white nationalists to eliminate them in their presence from America, from society. And I believe that that was such a very big and powerful story because it did prove that bad people can be reformed as long as you give them the right tools. You have to be willing to actually sit down and talk with them and have a conversation about their beliefs and sort of show them what's wrong. And I feel like that's a hard thing to do. That's why we don't hear about many people renouncing either racist ideas or just bad ideas in general, because it truly is hard. But I feel like there are people out there that are willing to put in the work to better America as a whole. And so I do believe that bad people can truly be reformed. Guys, that's all I have for you today. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really hope you learned something. And I encourage you guys to answer these questions yourselves, you know? Put your thoughts out there. So I hope I see you guys on the next time on History with Kennedy. Cue my outro music. On the show, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff, going through history, recalling drama. So if you don't understand, I'm about to remedy. Everybody ready? It's History with Kennedy.